Ladies and gentlemen, is it a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to these weekly sessions with Joseph and myself as we try to explain ISAF's civil-military effort in Afghanistan. As I represent NATO's senior civilian representative, Ambassador Mark Sedwell, I will address those issues that are related to governance, development, and the political issues that we are following in this country. Ambassador Sedwell, who is on his way to Spain today to attend the special representatives of Afghanistan and Pakistan meeting, met with President Karzai yesterday to congratulate the president and pass on his sincere appreciation to the Jirga delegates for a comprehensive and productive gathering that he believes will bring the stability and the peace that Afghans are looking for. NATO welcomes the strong national message of peace and unity which the Jirga has expressed. The alliance will continue to work with the Afghan people to play our part in this crucial peace process. NATO respectfully acknowledges the recommendations made by the Jirga delegates and looks forward to working with its Afghan partners to do what it can to help implement these recommendations as part of the peace process. The Jirga sent a very positive message to the insurgents, encouraging them to embrace peace and return to normal life, a life without violence and a chance to live and work as a respected Afghan under a constitution that will defend them. It is very regrettable that this generous offer was responded to with violence and indignation by the Taliban. We can only hope that the insurgents will realize how much the Afghan people want them to stop and take this opportunity to make this peace process work. President Karzai now has the people's support to put together a formal reintegration and peace plan that will give those insurgents who want to be a part of peaceful Afghanistan the opportunity to live, to work with dignity and hope. NATO and ISAF will continue to support the peace process at this crucial time in the country's future. That's all I have to say. Happy to take any questions with Joseph.
Thank you, Colonel Shanks. Thank you, Mr. White. I now open it for a Q&A's session. Please feel free to raise your hand and ask a question, please. If you please then identify yourself and let us know who you're working for.
Thank you. This is Wahid from AFP. To implement the recommendations of the peace Jirga, today the Afghan president ordered a delegation to review cases of hundreds of Taliban prisoners in Afghan NATO and US-led prisons.
Speak up, please.
Would the NATO allow the Afghan delegation to access cases of Taliban prisoners in NATO prisons?
Yeah, you're asking if NATO will cooperate in the process. Absolutely. What's important now that the delegates have passed these recommendations to the government, it's important to give the government a chance to work through these various recommendations. And NATO and ISAF stand ready to work with the government in turning these recommendations into implemented peace plans. So in a sense, all aspects, as I said in the statement, all aspects of this are in line with what NATO and ISAF want, and we are ready to work with the government as we move forward beyond the Jirga towards a more formalized peace process.
عبدالله ادگاری از تلویزیون آریانا سوال اول من در موردی است که ناتو میپذیره که در زندان‌های ناتو افرادی هستند که جرمشان ثابت نشده و تنها اتهام بالایشان وارد شده یا راپورهای به اساس راپورها بازداشت شدند این را میپذیرین شما یا نه و سوال دوم اگر اشتباه نکرده باشم گفتن که آقای سدول به اسپانیا رفته تا با نمایندگان افغانستان و پاکستان دیدار کنه هدف از این ملاقات را بیان کنه
Yes, thank you. Yeah, as I said, it is clear that the delegates, and there were at least 1,600 delegates, expressed concerns on a number of issues. Issues that and recommendations which NATO and ISAF find to be sound and legitimate, as the President has already stated. It's clear that in order for us to work through these recommendations, we have to do it in partnership with the Afghan government. That's clear. But as I said, we are standing shoulder to shoulder with the Afghan government to resolve these concerns and address the recommendations and turn them into tangible efforts in the future. In terms of Ambassador Sedwill meeting, the special representatives are meeting in Madrid, Spain. There are a number of key issues that they're discussing, not the least of which is, of course, the results of the JIRGA, but also the international community's commitment to the other socio-economic assistance that Afghanistan needs. And on top of that, the discussions will then also talk about the transition of Afghanistan to responsibility in the future. This is leading to a defense ministerial meeting in